We're getting into the patriotic spirit this week on Totally Patriots. Hit the campaign trail with Ashley and Romeo. And coming up on the show...
I body slammed a cow one time, too.
Martellus Bennett befuddles the crowd in Pat's chat.
Can y'all pick up a cow? I could when I was 16.
Plus, get your groove on with this defensive lineman when he throws down the gauntlet in Tilted.
I'm coming for you, Allen Branch.
And
so all you high school coaches out there, take note and run it this week. You'll probably score a couple touchdowns.
Huddle up as we break down play action in Totally Playbook.
This is what it looks like when you're adopted. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. Totally Patriots starts now.
Totally Patriots.
Welcome to Totally Patriots. So, Romeo, I don't know about you, but election season is giving me a headache, like legit anxiety.
I can't wait for it to be over. I don't even know who to vote for. At this point, I'm thinking,
hey, the next person.
What are y'all doing?
Oh,
Sebastian Ballmer, everybody.
Sebastian for president? Anybody?
We were just talking about the election. Maybe he should just run.
I think so. I'm down. He's nice and tall.
Yeah, well, I'm also German, so we got our own problem, so can't help you there.
You can't run.
He's out.
Cannot run. More like Arnold.
Here we go. Here we go.
Maybe we should just run then.
Well, you know I'm always ready.
Yeah, you are.
Ashley for president. I think that sounds
Would you vote
nice
for one
rate?
Of us?
Yeah, definitely.
See?
Both of y'all should run.
Let's work on our election. Let's work on our campaigns right now.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
That will end it all. Perfect. All right. We'll do that. In the meantime, it's time for today's Audible with Martellus Bennett. I like that idea.
Sounds good. It has a nice ring to it.
My name is Marty. I'm a utility guy. I play multiple positions. And I am from Houston, Texas. A little weirdo-ish, but I have a costume closet. I mean, dragons, monkeys, lions, spacemen, you know, ninjas.
Which do you
wizards.
Prefer? Your favorite one?
It doesn't matter to me. It just depends on what I feel like dressing up as that day. I have 288 tattoos, and I don't know if I have a favorite one. Most of them are like all my doodles and my drawings, so. I guess I have like 7 matching tattoos with my wife, so probably those 7 are probably some of my favorites.
What a time to be alive. Here I am. We got football players, cheerleaders. Shout out to Mansfield. The Hornets, baby. We feeling good?
Yeah.
You are in luck today. We have a very special guest. Wait till you see the ensemble. Marty Bennett, everybody. Hello.
Is this for me?
This is for you, doll.
All right.
All right. Take a seat. Show off that coat. Here we go. First question.
What are Saturdays
What's
for?
Your name?
Julio.
Will?
Julio.
Julio. Yeah. What's up, Julio?
What are Saturdays for?
Saturdays are for cartoons and cereal.
Oh, you guys are so hurt. We knew what you wanted to hear. Saturdays are for the boys and the girls.
The
Saturdays are for the boys, man.
I don't know about that. I never heard that. I know we don't wear pink on Wednesdays.
Hey, Kevin.
What's up, Kevin?
What is your workout routine and how much do you bench press?
I work out every day, 3 times a week, 30 minutes a day on a Bowflex. When I'm not doing that, I'm practicing karate in the garage. And bench press is overrated, but I bench press like, you know, I think the most I ever bench press is like 500 pounds or something. I once picked up a tractor off the ground, off my grandpa, though. That was different, though. Yeah. So I body slammed a cow one time, too.
Wait, what?
I body slammed a cow. It's like a family.
What did the cow do to you?
It was a family reunion. We see who could pick up the cow.
Okay.
I was like 16. How old are y'all? Can y'all pick up a cow? I could when I was 16.
I've heard of cow tipping. I haven't heard of body slamming cows, but your family sounds dope.
Yeah, my family's pretty cool. We do stuff like that.
Go ahead. Next question.
My name's Joe.
What's up, Joe?
What's going on? Who's the hardest hitter on the team?
I don't know. I never got tackled by anyone on my team. We don't tackle each other. But I've seen them hit guys hard, but it's hard for me to judge because it wasn't me.
Would you want to get hit by you?
Well, I want to get hit by me. Yeah. I think my number one opponent in every game is me.
Yeah.
Most of the games are you versus yourself. And if you think about, are you working hard if you were facing you, if Martellus was facing Martellus, which Martellus would win? Am I going to outwork the other one?
Definitely the one in that coat.
Yeah.
I mean, listen.
You can't beat this.
All right, guys, give Marty a big round of applause.
Our campaign is just getting started on Totally Patriots. Still to come, Air Jordan or Air Gino. Watch as Gino Grissom shows us his ups in Tilted.
I'm just dunking on anybody who's in the lane.
And later in the show, this big guy trades in his cleats for toe shoes. Martellus Bennett goes for a spin in Totally Challenge.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, count us in. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Obviously, my first order of business when I beat out Romeo for president is going to be to get my own Snapchat filter. Ashley is president. It's going to be so good. You know, I'm all about the Snapchat. And of course, when I'm president, everybody's going to get a dog and everybody is going to get a frozen yogurt machine in their kitchen. I'm just trying to make America happy, you know? I know it might be a little off, just like this next segment. It is time for Tilted. Good luck, Gino Grissom.
We can use that, though. I like that.
Started playing the drums when I was like 5. I was really little. My dad's a musician, plays the bass, so me and him would just jam out. Mom would get annoyed with the noise. I had times of the day where I couldn't get on the drums, but we worked it out. I was a huge basketball fan growing up. I thought I was going to be a basketball player until I started getting recruited by colleges for football. If I could be any NBA player, past or present, I would definitely be Michael Jordan. But my favorite Jordan move is definitely a windmill dunk. I'm just dunking on anybody who's in the lane. If I could have any superpower, I think I would want to be able to control time. Like, be able to contort time, like stop, fast forward, rewind. Yeah, like slow it down and then, okay, I see what you guys are doing. Exactly.
Oh, let's go!
If I had a dance off, do I want to win? I mean, the best dancer on the team is hands down Allen Branch, so I think I'd have to take on AB on that one.
Yep.
Oh, gonna fall. That'd be tough. I mean, he's got some moves, but I got a little something. I'm coming for you, Allen Branch. No, not that cool.
And I promise to give free sodas to everybody who comes to the stadium and that the Patriots will win every game for the rest of the season. Okay, this is not easy. I'm trying to get my campaign in motion here, trying to get it moving. Not as easy as it looks working on this speech. You could say it's kind of like inertia, trying to get it rolling, trying to get it going off the ground. Not that easy. That's what science is all about this week. Let's check in with Professor Fritz right now. How they do that is all about inertia and mass.
Professor Fritz. I can't decide, Ashley or Romeo. You know what? President Fritz. Now that has a ring to it. But you know what? Enough of this campaigning. It's time to get down to science. Today, we're talking about mass and inertia. Inertia is usually discussed along with Newton's first law of motion because inertia is an object's resistance to a change in motion. Meaning, if you're sitting still, you don't want to move. Just like an object is moving, it doesn't want to stop. Here's an experiment for you. Take a glass of water and a spoon. Stir the water. Now you see the water spinning in a circle? Now stop stirring it. It keeps spinning. That's inertia. The water keeps moving because it doesn't want to stop. It's kind of like you when you eat potato chips. You keep eating them because you don't want to stop. Just like on the football field, a player with the ball in motion doesn't want to stop. According to Newton's first law, they won't stop until acted upon by another force. An object's inertia is dependent on its mass. The more mass an object has, the harder it is to stop. Notice how there are some pretty big guys on the roster, particularly on offense. Think about it. It's not a coincidence. More mass makes them harder to stop when they're in motion. It requires more force. A player in motion will stay in motion unless a defender exerts enough force to stop him. That's inertia. And that's why your best offense is a good defense. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we keep moving.
We're marching along on Totally Patriots. Coming up, Marty turns the tables in Totally Challenge.
Good. So what I need you guys to do, and I need everybody to do this, is sing me a song that's popular right now.
Find out if the students can hit the right note.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back, guys. I have a really cool tip for you guys to try this week. What if you could run in the dark while there's lights glowing around you? Or how about running through bubbles? Or how about just getting completely dirty? And you can do that. They're called theme races. It's a great way to make running fun. And they're everywhere. All you have to do is pick your favorite ones.
I tell you what, this running for president stuff, piece of cake, it's easy. What's not so easy, the marketing for it. I blew my entire budget on this one terrible poster. But this is what's going to win me the election right here. I just need to find a good place to hang it. Although I don't even have any money left in the budget for tape. We'll figure that part out. It's a little bit of a challenge. Kind of like what we got up for Marty right now. Wait till you see. It's today's Totally Challenge. Forget it. Just throw this out.
It's time now for Totally Challenge. Here's your host, Ashley.
I have a little feeling like this might be the most interesting challenge we've ever had. Marty Bennett, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go. Okay, truth or challenge?
Challenge! Woo! Do I got to throw the flag?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Jack, I want you to do this with me.
Jack, yeah! Come on up, Jack. There you go.
Come on, Jack, what we got?
Show us your best character. And I have some props. Oh, yeah.
Best character?
Yeah. It could be
like,
any character.
Like, am I playing a character?
Yeah,
I'm tired of these snakes on this plane! What do I do? Come on, bro. Huddle up. Come on, Dark Knight. I like Batman, but I don't know any lines with Dark Knight.
Old Batman?
Yeah, she'd be Batman, and I'd be the soundtrack. The first one, like the 60s. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Batman! Let's go. Come on, Bruce. Now you got to act like you slap my hand, like you slapped me. No, the other way. Use the hand. Slap me again. Slap the hand harder. Harder, Jack. Come on, Jack.
Come on, Jack. Get him, Jack.
Jack. I don't know if I trust your aim. Let's go.
Oh, give it up for Jack, everybody. Jack, you're the real star here today. Good job, Jack. Good job, Jack.
I'm ready.
I see an Oscar in your future.
Let's go, Jack.
See it. All right, next one.
Challenge. Just a challenge.
Oh,
all right.
Come on, coach.
Act like a ballerina.
All right, you gotta act like a ballerina. We're like ballerinas.
This is so sweet.
What are we doing here?
Ballerinas.
Oh, God.
Okay. Oh, look at how sweet that is. Wow, guys, give it up for Coach. That's some. That's some serious stuff.
Good job, Coach.
Bet you had no idea your day was going to entail that, did you? Do we want to do this last challenge, or do you want to challenge them to something? It's on you.
All right. You want to throw the flag?
It's on you.
Truth or challenge?
Did you
say truth? All right. Good. So what I need you guys to do, and I need everybody to do this, is sing me a song that's popular right now. And that song, you guys, after you get to change the song, choose the song, is I Love You, Barney.
Oh, we know this one, right?
You.
Yep.
You love me. We're a happy family with a great big
hug. All right, let's give Barney a big round of applause.
No, see, I want to build a wall around Gillette Stadium that only I get to go into with the cheerleaders inside the wall.
Hello, Pats Nation. Now, I've brought this up a time or two, but I did once catch Romeo at work. I was sneaking around the Kiss 108 side, and he was sending some very suspicious-looking emails.
That's not true.
Don't
That's
cut me off. He was sending weird emails, and was smiling, and it was creepy because it was a very large grin. You know that grin that he does, and I think something's up.
It's simply not true. I have no suspicious emails.
It is true.
Browsing history on the internet.
We've been dealing with your lies.
A little questionable, but
that is true.
It's not true. One thing I do think that Ashley and I both agree on is that everybody needs to learn what play action is.
Well, that and Jimmy Garoppolo's astounding good looks, but
that's all you. Back to play action. As I was saying, Ashley, please let me finish. It's time for this week's Totally Playbook. Check it out.
It's your boy, Gerard, man. We're back again. This time on the offensive side of the ball, we're going to talk about play action. What is play action? You hear it all the time. Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, they do an excellent job setting up the play action game, and it often leads to big plays down the field for the offense. So, to set up a play action play, you have to run a particular play. So say we'll just run this easy 34 dive over the right-hand side, right? You run this four or five times. Now the defense is thinking, hey, every time they line up in I formation, it's probably going to be a run play. So now all of a sudden the offensive coordinator, and sometimes quarterbacks like Tom, they have the freedom to call this play on their own. So next thing you know, they line up in I formation. Looks exactly like this formation. They start the action this way. The quarterback drops back. He hides the ball. And the next thing you know, he sucks the linebackers up into the line of scrimmage. And now when these linebackers get sucked up into the line of scrimmage, it leaves huge holes on the back end. Every once in a while, you can even suck a safety up into the line of scrimmage. And now the entire back end of the field is wide open. That's what play action is. You have to set it up, and it's based on the run game. You set the play action up and try to take a shot down the field. It's just that easy. So all you high school coaches out there, take note and run it this week. You'll probably score a couple touchdowns using it.
Folks, players, song of the week.
I'm Shay McClellan, and my song of the week is Dirty Diana by Michael Jackson. And I love it because he's the king of pop.
Well, guys, are you ready?
Born ready.
I am ready to win this election.
I feel like I already have it in the bag. I mean.
All right, then let's go. Whoever crosses the finish line first is going to be president.
What?
Have you heard of Chub Rub? Like, I have jeans on.
Running.
Running?
He meant literally, like, running for president?
Didn't wear my Nikes, Sebastian. Yep. Like, what?
I'm about to lose that then. That's fine. I'm up for it. We'll do it. All right, so we'll line up. In the meantime, I want you guys to check out the girls from Milford High School, the cheerleader. She is such a cheater. It's time for them to show us their celly. This is ridiculous.
You are free!
unbelievable.
Well, congrats, Mrs. President.
Does this come with the princess tiara?
No, I refuse to accept.
I think it comes with a celebration, though.
I will not accept the results of this election. We need, like, a redo. She cheated.
I'd like to thank all the little people and everybody who supported me. You're not little, so you don't count. Yeah,
well, thanks for me.
Thank me. It's president to you from here on out.
I refuse to. You know what? Enough of that. At least we got reason to celebrate. Last week, congratulations, a big win against Buffalo. We're going to leave you with some of the top plays from the game. Shout out to Sebastian Vollmer for coming by, and I refuse to call you Madam President.
Excuse us. I want winners only.
Redo.
Winners only.
Only tall people.
Touchdown number 4 for Tom Brady.
A screen right for Julian Edelman. Makes the catch, pass the 10. Sprints to the 5.
He's in. Touchdown, Patriots.
That's the way he set the tone for the second half. And they go right back to the ex-Buffalo Bill, right down the gut on the left side.
Tom stands in, throws a high lob for Hogan. Runs under it at the 10, has the catch. It's drive.
It's a 53-yard dagger.
Brady steps up, throws down the right side for Gronk, makes the catch to the 20, Gronk to the record book.